talked to Jerry Jones on Friday about the Micah Parsons pick. Now joining us on the Ticket Hotline is Jerry's oldest son and right-hand man, Stephen Jones, to talk about the rest of the Cowboys draft. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. We're having a good morning this morning.
Okay, yeah, that's
real
good.
Very positive.
You happy with the draft?
I'm very happy. The Cowboys had a very successful draft.
Good.
I think this has been my favorite draft since the one where I chased down Daddy and knocked him into a wedding cake to get the Johnny Manziel slip out of Sam.
That's how that went down, huh?
Yeah. I think Micah Parsons is a miracle.
Well, he might be.
Now, Daddy disagrees. Of course, Daddy disagreed with me on that. He said there's only been two miracles in the history of humankind.
Yeah.
One of them was the invention of the taco truck.
That was pretty great.
And two was that Romo could actually play football.
Well, it turned out to be pretty good.
I said, Daddy, what's about Jesus being born to a virgin? And Daddy said, that was more of a recording error.
Oh, now that's controversial.
I didn't understand that.
Gee.
I also love Kelvin Joseph.
Yeah, the corner?
Yeah, not as a football player, but as a good rap composer.
Oh, you like his music.
Boss Man Fat.
Boss Man Fat, yeah.
That's his rap nom de plume. Boss Man Fat. Ironically, that's what we used to call Daddy before he got that thumb stomach. Remember that? Yeah, he used to be a lot heavier.
Well, he wasn't that heavy.
He was.
Boss Man Fat.
But I love Boss Man Fat. I have all his cassettes.
Oh, really? His cassettes?
He's got some real nice rap melodies.
Okay.
And they play him at all my school dances.
I don't go to school dances anymore.
And we also got Josh Ball.
Yeah, about that pick.
Josh Ball. Before the draft, Daddy said that Josh would either be in the fourth round or the jailhouse. Luckily, we got him in the fourth round.
Yeah, luckily.
And it wasn't widely reported, but Daddy had a heart attack in the war room.
What?
Did?
He did. It was when Spalding tried to draft John Paul Stephen Jones, his cousin, in the third round.
Yeah, I don't think he's draft eligible yet.
Daddy was so happy he had a heart attack, but then we found out that John Paul Stephen Jones III hadn't been eligible for that draft.
Yeah. You guys will take him one day. I've always predicted that.
We will. Daddy said he just wants to live long enough to draft John Paul Stevens Jones III, Esquire, and then he can go ahead and pass into the afterlife.
Well, that's only another couple of years.
Yeah,
hope that doesn't happen.
There's lots of drama going on in our household.
There is.
Daddy's mad at Mama.
For what?
Because Mama says she wants to be on The Real Housewives of Highland Park.
Oh, no.
Daddy said over his dead body, and Mama said, that's the plan.
Oh, my.
They've been fighting something fierce. My bedroom backs up to theirs, and I can hear them fighting through the wall.
Oh, gosh. You don't have to tell us everything.
You don't have your own house?
Sometimes it keeps me up so late I have a hard time concentrating on my school studies the next day. Daddy said to Mama, I heard him say, yelling when they was having that fight. I heard him say, no one wants to see a 75-year-old woman drunk on box wine bouncing off the wall trying to get down a hallway while firing off opinions about immigration and which ones of her friends are gold diggers.
Oh, man.
And Mama said, that's exactly what people want to see on that show.
Kind of is.
But we had a good draft. Thanks for having me on.
Well, yeah, congratulations on your draft.
Yeah, thanks. I'm still trying to hang up the phone now.
Okay.
All right.
I'm still hanging it up.
Okay, then.
Okay. He got it. There he is. Stephen from the Star in the Cowboys Hall in the NFL Draft.